Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Manasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and the natural elements. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Manasattva, how should a sattva of lineage training wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, the Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and Gandharvas,
Yeah, boy. So it is very important to know that, you know, explaining the teaching and listening to the teaching is to benefit ourselves and as well as infinite sentient beings.
Ne dindu ye pemba do ye gari che de sul gari che ne pengu re ga pengu re se so na ne ma so mendu je de la pengu re se la da.
So how does, you know, this benefit is, it will benefit towards whatever we are trying to avoid. What we are trying to avoid is the pain and the sufferings. So that, you know, pain and suffering, we try to avoid, you know, at any methods. And also same, you know, for the infinite sentient beings and the happiness, you know, that we seek, you know, also is same toward the, you know, infinite sentient beings. So, you know, we, by listening this teaching and explaining this teaching, you know, we try to motivate that, you know, by doing this, it bring benefit to us and as well as, you know, bring benefit to infinite sentient beings. So then we should also, you know, think that, you know, how wonderful if my mind is under the full influence of, you know, love.
Tendu chile so na ngal shulo yiji gamma gada dedu ge na ju khante so na nga zeyu ngon ro sa de kanga ngai gi khar sa ta nyen de chi chagro.
So if our mind is under the influence of love, then, you know, whoever I see, you know, we see, either a close one or a distance one, you know, we will see as a same sentient beings who want to avoid suffering and who seeking happiness, same like ourselves.
So
to obtain, you know, this kind of mind, you know, we try our best by listening to the teaching and as well as explaining the teaching.
This is just some bonus.
So in order to generate this kind of great mind, we do a brief meditation.
Okay,
so if we obtain a mind that, you know, that cherish, you know, other more than ourselves, then, you know, what we gonna, how we gonna act or how we gonna do. So, okay, so what we're going to listen and what we're going to explain is the, you know, the path which, you know, the previous Buddha practice and obtain Buddhahood, and the present, you know, Buddhas also practice and obtain Buddhahood, and future Buddhas will also practice this path and through this path attain the Buddhahood.
Sachi Tombati Ninye, and Chuhi at Karishi Wars, and Tandangazogi, and Dehi Jangi, Kulumban and Tomatai Chuding Ishi Wars.
So first chapter is about the, you know, a teaching which, you know, which come from, you know, Swamiji's country is a, you know, in India.
And later on,
the great Indian pandit or the Nalanda masters, you know, practice and bring this teaching to Tibet, and many Tibetan masters also, you know, practice and obtain, you know, realizations. So this is called the stages of the path to enlightenment. The title is.
Ani sajen yeba ne ani jibo tamba chong meba chige ani nyale na ani toba rangji le chong ne ani ta chong so ge nyale je de de du se ne ani zo senji le pin to je ani shu ji je chang ji ani de la lang ri chi mo se na song ba le tenga zo ge de ri chen je go re sa.
And second, you know, the many practitioners have practiced and obtained, you know, realizations, and they found, you know, this, and it did the, you know, path from the base beginning to the Buddhahood, and, you know, show us the instruction. So this is the instruction written by the masters of Tibet.
Ini saja sumpah dia ni, syuhingi yang kandas juga ni, nyengi yang kandas nyengi juga sebab ni zonde ini, ni macam ini rendu syuh sungi sewa kanga, ni si yaro senari kanga gayu sholan, ni kuyagi, ni cangso dia ni saja sumpah nasi macam ni salah.
So the third chapter is, if this teaching possess this kind of greatness, then how we explain and how one explain and how one listen to this great teaching is in the third chapter. It reveals that, you know, in our you know, everyday life, where whatever we do, we sit, we walk, or we sleep, you know, at any time, how we have to behave, you know, how we have to interact through our three doors is instruct here. So the fourth chapter is the, you know, main actual text. So, you know, how one should begin the practice from beginning to the end.
Zai Saji Jibala nga so ye Dijun yungye sa lao chuchu yore kola Saji ga ni yore s karar isa na chuchu lian karar jasa sa.
So this has two parts, you know. So if one asks, you know, what is this two part, then what would be our answer? So the two part, first thing is, you know, reliance on the guru or the instructor. So, you know, after reliance on the guru or the instructor, then, you know, how should we train our mind?
So
it has three different scopes of a practitioner. So the beginner scope is common to, you know, to the middle and the, you know, advanced, and middle also common to the, you know, common practice to all, and the, you know, advanced practitioners. So even though all this, you know, stage of, you know, practice are important, but, you know, for us, you know, the beginner's practice or the instruction is more urgent at our beginner time. So we mostly are in the 40s and 50s here. So first, enemy we have to face. How to counteract with the first enemy we face is instruct in the beginner's stage of the path. So to defeat that enemy, what kind of armors and weapons we need to acquire.
Ale manche tadi manje ko gi piye jogo sa gi dat kar re ngonzi che kor.
So before we go to the battle, first we need to know who is the enemy and what kind of who is the enemy and how we can defeat that enemy. Mm-hmm. We need to learn.
Jati ngunzi cheyudi jati la chungsa thi cheso na ani jiwa shema ngesu de cheye ye ani nyomo bi jati re sala.
So the So to recognize the enemy is the the defilements or the delusions that will lead us to lower existence.
Then drugi nyomo bi dati ki dati kate yung to ki tandala ani.
So to counteract with this enemy, the method are precisely mentioned in the Lamre.
So what are the
what is the main fault as mentioned before that we don't cultivate the mindfulness of death. That is the main fault. So the second is that what kind of advantages is there to cultivate the mindfulness of death? So how to develop the mindfulness of death and to identify the development of the mindfulness of death so that all we pass last time.
So,
So as mentioned last time, you know, we should not be afraid of death, and we should be afraid of, you know, after we die, we should be afraid that if we fall in the lower existence.
ওনা দিনদিগি লোচি লচো মতাবা টিমবে লসে উয়না ওনা নেতে গান্ধী কাটো গঞ্জা গোরসে লসোনা এনে সাজে জেবা দেরো
সো ইফ দ্যাট ইজ আইডেন্টিফাইড অর দ্যাটস কলড দ্য মাইন্ডফুলনেস অফ ডেথ দেন ইউ নো দ্য হাউ টু কালটিভেট দ্য মাইন্ডফুলনেস অফ ডেথ দ্যাট উই লেফট হিয়ার লাস্ট টাইম
জিজি দা জুন মনরোনা চিনপে কোদে বন্ডুসলা দা জুমা.
So if we read through the text, it is very easy to understand.
Jeba chewa temba cheda gamba ne zawa sun jinse gu ta jeba sun ju gu ne gamba sha wo sa.
So we read through the text, how to cultivate mindfulness of death. Cultivate this by way of the three roots, nine reasons, and three decisions.
So three
roots, and three roots part into, you know, each root has three parts. So this nine reason or whatever is called the contemplating on the nine rounds of the mindfulness of death.
Ndi yi saje de pena jiru mo chi yitimu ma yimbe chechu re sana sundu la da.
So this chapter, you know, is specially, you know, unique instruction of the Lama Tsongkhapa. So we read the text. The three roots are: death is certain, the time of death is uncertain, and at the time of death, nothing happens. And nothing helps except religious practice. So these are the three roots.
Tangatu Kangachipare Nyonem and Jen the Den Yo but the Den Jasha Yremato Mune Jana, this is Lord Pazini. Any Ganja Gowers a lot.
So we all are same, you know. We are lazy and not trying to put into implementation or practice, so you know, we just, you know, left there as we read. If we really practice, then we need to meditate on this, things.
Chu kante chagurse ne chu che de gao jagurse de bet lone chaman ta chi ro la da gao ma jo ne phe chi chu ma je ge ma re sa la na ri ge sa la da.
So as, you know, mentioned before, that, religious practice means meditation, you know. If one is not meditating, then, you know, we can say that, you know, he is not practicing religion.
Mm-hmm. Tangazuki de genimata ganjogur, ganjan, and kantajogur said the bet la don geni to atongo or la de genimatawache. Tijinjin de genimajawache.
So, if that is the case, then how we should meditate, then, you know, without the, you know, text, we cannot able to meditate because we have no, you know, memorize or no habituated with all this, details and the subjects. So, you know, when we try to close the book and try to meditate, then we are like an amputee who is doing a rock climbing.
Dengazo kangari mato jini, pejengazo kangase ngaro dendro jela da yang nga chosun je tongju tong cha mendo, ji jene nyane yabu chegyo na.
So, you know, that Rinpoche said, you know, that we all are like this, and Rinpoche said, maybe not, you know, Rinpoche is like that, but, you know, you guys, maybe some of you might be meditating, so he can say we all.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a, you know, a habit, you know, bad habit that, you know, we ourselves don't implement any of the, you know, instruction in the, you know, in the teaching, you know, and pretend ourselves as a religious practitioner, and you know something went wrong, then we blame to the religious, you know, teaching and as well as the Buddhas and you know those you know masters that you know I am a religious practitioner and I am doing this and you know all these bad things happen, you know, and we blame to the Buddhas and the teachings that is how we behave.
That's how song tell a jet song jetted on Tombola song. Any Tombola tell me card down the Chuda Nepayola, Tenya Chenkong and Dodo Meba sing it.
So we read through the text, you know, as mentioned earlier, this three root, first root has three parts, second root has three parts, and third root has three parts. We read through the text, the contemplations that death is certain. Meditation on the certainty of the death has three parts. The Lord of death will definitely come, and therefore cannot be avoided. Our lifetime cannot be extended and constantly diminishes. And while you are alive, there is little time for religious practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the chapters are very, very, very important here in the Lamrim. When you just, you know, recall the chapter, it immediately, you know, recall the parts of the chapter and the content of the chapter. So it really impacts in our mind.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, Rinpoche is not just you know making it this up. We can see, you know, as we read the chapter and the parts coming, you know, how wonderful it is.
Read the text,
the contemplation that the Lord of death will definitely come and therefore cannot be avoided. No matter what kind of body you assume at birth, death comes. The collection of indicated verses in all the Buddhas and their particular Buddhas and the Sharvaka disciples left their bodies. What can be said about ordinary beings?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, So this question need to be asked, you know, ourselves. You know, we are not scared of death, and what kind of confidence you have? You know, why you are not afraid of death? You know.
And
you don't have to look very far, you know, looking at our, you know, our teacher, the Buddha, you know, even though Buddha has obtained the Buddhahood and obtained the, you know, diamond-like, you know, body, but you know, Buddha demonstrate the you know passing into parinirvana for us. And as well as the great master of the Nalandas, the Nagarjuna, you know, it is said that Nagarjuna lived for 600 years, but, you know, nowadays, you know, we cannot able to, you know, get the blessings of the Nagarjuna. He also passed into parinirvana.
So, as
mentioned here in the verses, you know, if all the Buddhas and their, you know, disciples, particular Buddhas, all those, masters left their body, you know, then, you know, we, what kind of confidence we have that we won't die.
That tombo dindri song, liu kandra chilen song na ya, ini mechi de desa mepa te tenki bache.
So it's definite that, you know, any kind of body, you know, we assume, you know, is, you know, there is no place that to avoid the death.
Da yu kan tu de jam chua wo wa ne sa ni de ni le ya ma da be chung le kan tu ne na chi ye mi chi bi sa shu de ne yo ba ma yin de ba na la me jan si na na me ju wo na ji se de shu na mi si xie song so so do.
Again, read the text. No matter where you stay, death comes. The same text says, you know, somewhere to live that is unharmed by death. Such a place does not exist. It does not exist in space. It does not exist in sea, nor if you stay in the midst of mountains.
These
are easy to understand, so you don't need a explanation. Read the text again. Death's destructions of living being is no different at any point in the past or future. The same text says, the wise know that all who have come and will come perish. Leave this body and go to next life. Therefore, be sure to engage in pure behaviors by abiding in the teaching.
Tombo Lu Kandrichilena Desa Yomarichi. Ne Kandrichile Chiwalena Yamashi Desa Yomarichi. Ta Du Hanshu Kandrichile Chiwalena Yamashi Desa Yomaris to Sun Terindo.
So the first thing is what kind of, no matter what kind of body you possess, you know, you cannot avoid death. And the second is, in what kind of place, you know, you exist, you know, you cannot avoid death. And what kind of time you, in what kind of time, you know, you are in, you know, you cannot avoid death. The body and the, you know, place and the time.
ちょだれちょべめたしんはらそべんどとめばねんじぼれだんばれすべなしゅじねじんぼちさわてんばにぼどんてんばましばまけばんぺめばしんてちばじとぼじなれじさらのざだしんだんすしんけばだんさやがとのまたんじ Sinjin sochan jumbo tangchi shema taji unwa lani jobe joba taujin doba hao, no jin doba hao, zeta nga da me no jin doba lawa ni mayin no son to jibo chima.
Read the text again. You do not escape by fleeing from death, nor can you turn death away by such things as mantras. The advice to the King Sutra says, for example, four great mountains from the four directions, being hard, firm, solid, cold, indestructible, unsplitable, without fissures, extremely resilient and massed into one, rise up into the sky and destroy the earth. All the grasses, trees, trunks, branches, leaves, and all sentient beings, living beings, and creatures are crushed to dust. When these mountains come, it will not be easy to quickly run away or to turn them away with force, wealth, magic substances, mantras, or medicine.
Great King.
So here that's for example, like mentioned here. If the four mountains from four directions, you know, come down, then what kind of, you know, how we, you know, get away from this thing? So if Rinpoche, for example, if Rinpoche was there, then he will just cover his head with his shawl and, you know, just cry there. Can do nothing. So, that's true, you know, other than that, it's unavoidable. So if this comes, then maybe, you know, America's nuclear bomb can destroy it. He don't think so. So, and also the planes can, you know, can pull away. Maybe not, because, you know, it says, you know, the mountain is, you know, reaching the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So this that mountain, you know, like impermanence of death comes, then, you know, like mentioned here, force, wealth, magic, mantras, medicine, you know, nothing helps.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, explanation will be coming, follow up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the, you know, citation from the sutras.
Mm-hmm. Te jen den jiba chenpo jen de da hon te hez, te da lin jo pe tre bang, do jen do bang, no jen do bang, ze dang, ha da me jen do bang, la wa ne ma yin no os. Je kan shen na os, ane na ga, kar sa, kan shen na os, ga wa tang, na wa tang, che wa tang, gu ba wo os. Te re ta nga song le yo di.
So read the text, in the same way, these three, these four frights comes and it is not easy to quickly run away or to turn them away with force, wealth, substances, mantras, and medicine. What are the force? They are aging, sicknesses, death, and decay. Great King, aging comes and destroys youth. Sickness comes and destroys health. Decay comes and destroys all that is excellent. And death comes and destroys life. It is not easy to quickly run away from them or to turn them away with force or wealth or to quell them with substances, mantras or medicines.
Mm-hmm. ने जिबो द करेरे सेसोना एनी मचो दुजे से ने जेगा ना छि छि एनी दुगो ने गुबा सें दे जिबो द रेन दो आसना रे जिबो द
सो दिस फोर माउंटेन्स यू नो इज अ एनोलॉजी ऑफ यू नो लाइक मेंशन हियर यू नो बर्थ ओल्ड एज सिकनेस एंड डेथ
ताया जिबो छिन बोस Gawane, Gawane, Tala Poban Jonshin was Nawane, Neme Ban Jonshin was Gubane Pisons of a Tangin Jonshin, Onch Chuan is soon Jumpa Mundes Tadalan and Jupe Jobang, Tauchin Dobang, Nogin Luba, and it's Zed and Mada Menaji Lawane Maino, she sons of us.
So when this, you know, comes, you know. You know, it destroys, you know, everything and nothing helps, you know. I mentioned here the force, wealth, spells, substances, mantras, medicines, nothing helps. So this is easy to understand, and it is so obvious that you know we all understand that you know aging cannot you know overcome and so on.
But the now and in the kasa name but jongor said the chidang nasa singi dengaso chichila yendo ko juyagi tanichi chogo orwasa lada.
So the sicknesses, we try, you know, the immediate sicknesses or the acute sicknesses, you know, try to cure. Though, you know, if the sicknesses of death comes, you know, nothing helps at that time. So the excellent means that, you know, your success in all the fields, you know, there is a limitation, you know. You reach in a certain degrees of success, then gradually, you know, it come to the end.
Chidanga so gyuba se de pena ma so de ma gyu she se ma so de ma ba she se de chidanga so bebi thanyal dan che gyu la da.
So usually, you know, in Tibetan language, that, you know, some it says thar. Thar means, you know, flourish. Mm-hmm. And, you know, gu means weaken.
Yāng bēshā nō pēnā rāñi jīnzīng gyūpa kēnchō gō rē sē yōdi, rāñi jīnzīng tēng jī tāmīndībā kāngā yōyā yō gō rē sē lāo yōdi, kō tāmīndībā kāyī nā nīmō nē kāpā tēng nā jāyā rē sā lādā.
So, and in the text, you know, the, you know, self-centeredness is the weakness of all. That means, you know, it can be from the, you know, mental emotions to, you know, it can be go any of the weaknesses.
Chidang ye tenda karisana yite marunga chi kogur sada da kanje ngosu ki sibi pinzo sengi di yite marunga chi.
So if we sum up, then all the prosperities of the mundane world is unreliable. That is the, you know, main point here.
Tegi kare pento warisana pike di yite marunga da chi tenpo mingye jinsona ngasu ki loki pike tala cha
So if we really understand that, you know, the mundane, you know, prosperity, whatever, wealth, fame, and so on, everything is, you know, there is no satisfaction and unreliable. If we know this, then, you know, we will loosen our grief of clinging or grasping toward those things. It will be
decreased. Mm-hmm.
So all our, you know, problems in our life, you know, trouble in our life, all happen, you know, because of not understanding the reality of all these, you know, things that, you know, we try to, you know, try to have a strong grasping toward those things.
Then the chess and the shin, the jacob pencil of major, chunsa chin, gajin, no, no, so matin, you mocha, the shoe, gubala, dancing shoe chatachin, but a shoe pencil, dancing chatachin, and gang tan media in words.
And, you know, from, you know, bigger from, you know, a nation to nation's conflict, and as the smallest from, you know, individual conflicts, all this happen because not knowing the reality of the external, you know, external prosperity or the, you know, not knowing the limitations.
Nisu sundu yate ngubi nesi chi tenla pene senpa njuwa tangta chi sungu arimato kochi kepa chi ye senpa le penbi chi de sungma de ngubi nesi tenla geba yinbi sondi chi maresa.
So these instructions are, you know, basis on the, you know, reality, you know, investigate and, you know, realize, you know, that kind of instruction, not a mere, you know, some scholars, you know, thoughts or, you know, viewpoints.
Pena ngaro chige sosolo ma pa de sana chi tong da la de yi bo de pena nga chu pena chona chon la de nga chu lo chu di pa jang ge de ma chu na chu lo chu di gi pa de 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 dan da chi ta song da jin han lo pe pe han lo chi pe da sang yi len de ban de wo jin juan ro san do la da.
So this what I mentioned here, you know, this is obvious, you know, we can directly experience, and you know, we don't have a, you know, a childhood's picture, but you guys might have. And if you look at the, you know, your young age and now's picture, there is an unbelievable change. So like that, you know, mountain from the east, you know, come up and, you know, nothing stop it, like, you know, aging.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, different from the young age, right now, you know, all our muscles and joints also aching. And this is the mountain from the west come up, and you know, nobody able to stop. So like these four mountains, you know, pounding on us and, you know, decaying all our, destroying our all excellence, but, you know, we have yet not realized and, you know, not scared of those, you know, mountains. And this, you know, mentioned here, what is happened and is happening are, you know, so obvious that, you know, we can see and also we can pinpoint. So no matter how much, you know, instruct from the, you know, teaching, Rinpoche said, for him, nothing affects, you know, nothing, you know, happening, changing, going on his mm-hmm. mind. So how about you guys, or we are? Forget about, you know, afraid of these mountains, and also, you know, he don't know, Rinpoche don't know, his consciousness is still, you know, remaining in his body or not. He can't feel anything. Why is that so?
So because
until now, you know, nobody, you know, nobody able to discipline our, you know, three doors.
문의 로알라다 주란소한테 임베스라다 선바지는 가서 답을 점해야라다 려장로 갖고 간론로리마도 도와진 로그도선 수진 까금해 봤어라.
So isn't that true that up to you know now you know we don't dictate our mind, we don't control our mind, and we let our mind wander wherever you know it wants. We just let go.
So because
of that, you know, how much, you know, teaching we receive, how much instruction we got, nothing, you know, effect in our mind. So therefore, you know, like mentioned by the masters, that you know, we meditate, and at the same time, you know, do the purifications of our, you know, negativities, and you know, do the practice to accumulate the you know merits, so that we will. Success in our meditation.
Ani chowa de kangi chen doba meba de lao doi nga chu chen kar che gur se lao na chu su ki chowa de katun ro sa re ba la ta.
So then you know the if you guys might ask you know the death is you know unavoidable. It is you know nothing can stop it. So, you know, what is the benefit to do the, you know, religious practice? That would be the question. So, if we remember the, you know, earlier part of this chapter, then, you know, answer we already discussed before. So the answer would be, you know, this four mountain will crush me and, you know, it will kill me. But, you know, I will try my best that I will try not to fall into the lower existence or the unfortunate realms.
Ani tenri na bena sanje ye doji kunye ba zha yang chewa ma da ba ye on den ru su tian gu du de jian na xu pian to ma song se la sa ro la da ju.
So then another question might arise that you know even the Buddhas you know obtained the diamond like body. But you know, they demonstrate to pass into parinirvana. If that is the case, then you know, seems like nothing much effect.
Tell you, Jinny, you are my Benaroa. Benaroa, you are getting so na masala ji poba da ya nankala doba tampachi, kandro and the chipa mengis on the jirala, the raw yosona.
So then, you know, the answer is, you know, they have, you know, they are, Buddhas are not like us, you know, they have control, you know, in themselves. We don't have, we are reborn or we born not by our choice, by the force of karma and the defilements. So, you know, if we have the choice, you know, then, you know, like Buddhas, then it doesn't matter whether you, you know, go underneath the earth or whether you stay in the space or above, you know, it doesn't matter. You got the choice, whatever you want to do.
변화 사체 영화는 비 풍부세 그렇다. 간장 가서 견들기 샤터 되지 풍부데 빵사 친체라 아니 된적이 나 봐시 봐도 풍부들 쉬우소나 지 가서 기지 젠차 사바치 거네 변화 창고라고 지어로 변화 사바치 거네 그 제목으로 비선되지 마도 지 가서 기 나기게 지 소화되도 되는 거예요 말했어.
So for those Buddhas, you know, Bodhisattvas or the Buddhas who have, you know, who are not under the domain of karma and the defilements, then, you know, even though they come into a human existence and they have the human body made out of bones and flesh and so on, but, you know, they don't have the suffering like we do. So they come into different birth by their choice. It's like changing, a costume as the dancer or the theater performer changes the costume. It is like that for them. That every birth is like changing a costume. Mm-hmm.
진짜 제발 가르치는데 제발 가르치는 거 됐더니 제고월에서는 아니 다 가족이 변에 신이 된 지는 시원한 얘기 아니 뒤자 간로 간대 주지 아니 최대한 비 넘발라 되는 배고월서
So why they have to do like that you know so the answer would be like we discuss in the you know reliance on the guru So, you know, so they come in a different form, you know, because, you know, of the different mental inclination or the dispositions of the, you know, sentient beings.
Mm-hmm. 어지생 대타용나 아니 주의 런이 되네 아니 주바 처음에 봤지 봐 여래 변에 주의 양 지 사다 도다 신도 소발다 다양 주의 전에 땜바 여래서라
So you know there is a bodhisattva's you know level there's a realize when they obtain that realization then you know they can come into an emanation of, you know, of different life forms and also like, you know, in the appears in the emanation of like, you know, earth, like a bridge, like a mountain, like a rock, anything. They can appear in the form of anything as their emanation.
Bena shangshu senpa sa tongpo ne sa jubi pa de yunti sa tongpo tongpo sa kuma kuma tao yunti ka zola yunti juba la chang me ba jui tuye ki yunti yang chiba chiba dunde ki chiba cha cha yore sa.
And in the bodhisattva's level, you know, there are different bhumis or the different levels of the bodhisattva's realization from the first you know bhumi to the tenth bhumi and so on so they have different you know levels of you know realization so you know some can emanate into an infinite you know emanation
mm-hmm. 딩에 드가시요 변화 팔라토소나 제가 나치기 동해 때 방고를 세나 그소요리 파바 나다 가원의 치유 동해 세네 방세 아니 팔라생이 터소나 단지 되는시 여기 제가 나치 동해 때 요거 말을 하다
So that Rinpoche is not making up and in the teaching it says that you know when we obtain the bhumi of the Arya you know Arya beings you know, the realization of, you know, the direct, you know, a realization of emptiness in that level, they don't have to go through the suffering of birth, old age, and death.
Tintuki yin ten yon ki tanda la nga su nga tandi lewa na ki nga su ka chashu kate kar ja gur sa su na ani chowa shima ani bete ya tanda na ki kan je tambi chu du ki le ten ta ye ji ta ki ang gur sa la.
So to obtain that kind of quality of the most urgent thing we have to do is not to fall into a lower existence in our next life, to be our next life to be born as a human birth like at the present time, and met a authentic instructors or the gurus, and able to practice the Dharma, and then life after life getting better and better.
Yes, I suggest a low. Come on, yes, yes. Tata chuan ji bashi goes, chika mitsewashi go pa las, uku tele do des, tata minji, chika chana simon de basson sauce.
So we read the text again. Kamaba said, "Now we should not be affrighted by death. At the time of death, we should be fearless. But we are the opposite. We are not afraid now, and at the moment of death, we dig our fingernails into our chests." So we stop here, and if you guys have any questions, we can do one question.
Yeah.
I heard that that the Dharma will eventually reach a point where it degenerates. Degenerate times, it degenerates, and is that true? And if it is, what can we do in our to prevent the degeneration of the Dharma in our own practice and in our own lives?
Takugula dizama ani sanje ki temba di namshi ne ani jigdo gure lagi dos ani di unervas and the jig dwe gi jig ma dwe gi thanda la su su gi ngone bezun che yor ves yana ni chida jiwa ina su su gi ngwe la ani temba ni ye gi thapshi dwe chi yor ves
ten jachi jaya ro sanje pena nga jaba cha che ro pena dache temba cha che toba ite nga jaba cha che sing ite zambilin la temba ne bi tu che de nga jaba cha che se de ne gi la nga jaba cha che se de lo ka se ra nga tong ribe.
So it says, since Buddha come to India, after that, Buddha's teaching will remain for, 500 years. After that, teaching will disappear.
Tendriki temba ten ngajaba chacho na kasei na sheke yusun rotare pichi sutrin liu na lede na ta ale to meje da de dusu mom mudu sanje ji temba ne da mane sing de ni liwa chu liwa ye ni damba bo ne damba sa de che yenge che na sanje ji temba ne se gur sa.
So we have not much time to elaborate. So anyway, whether the Buddha's teaching remain or not, it solely depend on the depend on the practice of the giving the monks and the nuns ordination. So if you know new ordination cannot be performed at that time, the teaching is not remain.
Terimado kaza digi jula sanji ji temba mebo cha se de yoma re salada.
That's
temba nu ne kaza digi ji temba de mebo cha se ke cha yoma re salada.
That's the general, you know, thing whether the Buddha's teaching remain or not, but from the individual side, you know, if there is no that kind of teaching, but you know, Buddha's teaching may be, you know, practicing by individual. It didn't mention the demarcation of the individual side.
Pena tanda de nonde pena nonde jiba. Ani nonde sumba sanje no peje sanje no zin sai. Ti ko ki shonju sumba mombo ani temban di ye ani daje temba shen zamel le pe di ti ko ki shonju sumba mombo nyang do pe le yer sa.
So this fortunate eon, you know, there will be thousands of Buddhas, you know, appearing. So the third Buddha, you know, at that times, you know, many Buddhist sattvas also, you know, present at the time of the fourth Buddha, Shakyamuni's time.
Mm-hmm. Kepachila kesa sanje tongse de pegure te ye danda nonre jipa nonre ngaba de jawa shamba zamel le pegula dan di temba no so na.
So our, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni is the fourth Buddhas of this fortunate eons among thousand Buddhas, and you know, future Buddha would be the is called the Chidzun Chambagumbo, and I think it's the Maitreya Buddha will appear in future.
Nāsū, rāwā rīmā sū nā chēshū chī jāwā shāmbī dōjī dīlā chūngu kō dī nā gō sū tī kō lā jē tūyā kī rāwā shū chīmbu jā gō lā tē jō nā sāngjī ngō sāng jīwā yīn sā nā tē sī yān rāwā kī rāwā chīmbu yā rī sā.
So, you know, it is said that, you know, we will try our best to have a special, you know, to do a special practice to reborn at the, you know, future Buddha's time. So, you know, if we able to reborn at the you know, future Buddha appears at that time, then we can able to meet the, you know, future Buddha, and because of the power of the, you know, Buddha's side, there is a you know, great opportunity that you know, we will be able to obtain certain degrees of realizations if we could able to reborn at that time.
I listened a couple of days ago to His Holiness, and he was speaking about the spiritual practice, which Vishay is talking about, which is the only thing that will help us at the end of this lifetime. And he broke it down into three different categories. He didn't say meditation. He basically said there was a philosophy side, there's a spiritual side, and then there's a religious side. And the best explanation I can counter is that religious may not be the best term to be used, because philosophy is what you know, but you're not practicing. You know, and this is what he said. And then he also said that from a spiritual point, it's all about just pure logic, you know. Has nothing to do with morality or nothing to do with ethics or anything like that. Not religious in any way at all. So Dharma can also be has nothing to do with God or anything at all. It can be just sort of scientific, actually. And then there's the religious part, which is having faith and having, your belief and your conviction and your all that. So I think the word, the terminology, and what we understand it to be is quite different. Even Pemba, our interpreter over there, told us that religion, the word religion actually isn't a Tibetan word. It's not actually, it's just a reference of terms that actually mean other things. And so I don't know if that's the right thing, but in meditation, he says meditation as being the spiritual practice, that gives me a better perspective, but that's what I learned in the last couple of days. And I just wanted to see what he thought about those distinctions that His Holiness made about what the spiritual practice is, the definition of what religious practice or spiritual practice or just a philosophy practice.
It's a question,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a comment or thoughts. I don't know. I will ask. Tā kōgē lāyā lā, tā īshē nyamdō kēchē shē yīnsi, ānī kōnzū kēchū dī nyamdō kēchē pēmbā nyamdō kēchē shē yīnsi, ānī kundū gī kālūp chī pōla dūs, ānī nāngbē chū dī, ānī pā chā chā wā yīnā, chā sūm lā chē gī rē yīs. Chīk chā nā nāngbē gī, ānī chū dī, ānī tsēmbā chīk dī tsēng rī gī rē yīs. Ānī nāngbē gī dī tsēmbā chīk dī, ānī tadub res, and samba chik di chöran res, any kundu ki sungshas, any tadub di da, any tsenrik di, any suki chana digire, any nangbe ki chö di, and nangbarangi madhu shimbal chido yoma res, nangbarangi chigwe chi res. Any chidangi bimba ki layala, any chidangi nangbe ki chö ki nanglo, inji ki religion lai di nangbe ki mingsik bulai yoma res, in nangbe ki chö di chös ke nido lagi ma res. Ani kusho ki lagi doa, ani gom gaya di, ani chö chös na tso gom gaya di re lagi doa as. An di indi zama, ani di kola ngeba yabuchi nye sunsi. Ta chö lamna gom gaya di re lagi kola di ngeba shukchiru doji, kola ngeba nye di shukchiru doji do sunsi. An di kande res, jana samzu shikiwe tiwa imbele, nko tiwa do uchiye yinsa.
Te hata shuma lenja ku, son duwa lenja sonde, ngayando toka shukala.
So we are out of time. If you don't mind, he will put a note and try to explain next time.
Thank you very much.
Tanga zungwa de tini ba chiwa ma dandaba la nga gari chene laasha sana ini thoma nge chewa madaba trimbe loma chene laasha ta nga nge chewa madaba trimba nyan gozu ne ini shangchu langji rima ne jita sumba na ge nyansu le ne ta yebe sanje tangje tuyendo zubi sanje je kubo jinbo ching nge taba chi chege ni ini deyi che de ini deri kaansa ba deyi jula yunga ta ini deli yungu ini kari dena shubi loma jawa seta jawa na je shenlo noru nangasen rabo chi
So we do the dedication as usual, as always, until now I have not any progress because, I have not practiced the mindfulness of death. So, now on, I will make a supplication toward the lineage gurus and the Buddhas that, I may able to practice this, impermanence of mindfulness of impermanence of death and success in my practice. So, seek the blessing of the lineage gurus and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So dedicate all this for the purpose of developing the mindfulness of death.
Jabo Jesus.